This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorn. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Nippon AMC's retention record tells us about leadership communication. What happened? Nippon Life India Asset Management has kept its senior leadership team intact for more than 20 years, and its employee attrition sits well below the industry average. MD and CEO Sundeep Sikkar and Kromohit Shetty recently spoke about how they built this kind of loyalty. The short answer, they treat culture the same way a fund manager treats a long-term investment. You build it consistently, and you let compounding do its work. The communication angle. Here is what most companies get wrong about retention. They think it is an HR problem. It is not. It is a communication problem. When people leave, they are almost always leaving a gap between what they were told the organization would be and what it actually turned out to be. Nippon AMC has apparently closed the gap. The question worth asking is how. The first layer is leadership consistency. When the same people lead through multiple market cycles, through boom years and brutal downturns, they build a shared language with their teams. That shared language is not a slogan on a wall. It is a shorthand. It is the ability to say, we've seen this before, and have it actually mean something, because the person across the table was there too. Sikkar has been at the helm long enough that his communication carries institutional weight. People do not just hear his words. They hear the track record behind them. The second layer is what I call declared values versus demonstrated values. Every company says it cares about its people. What separates Nippon AMC is that their two-decade retention record is the proof. That is demonstrated value. When a leader can point to the same senior team that was there when the company was half the size, they are communicating something no town hall or internal newsletter can fake. Longevity is a message. It says we meant what we said. The third layer is what Shetty's role signals. Having a crow who speaks publicly alongside the CEO about culture is not a small thing. It tells employees that people decisions happen at the top of the table, not underneath it. When two leaders share the same public message about why people stay, they create what I call a unified signal. There is no daylight between the HR story and the business story. That coherence is exactly what builds trust internally. Most organizations fracture this. The CEO talks about growth and performance. HR talks about wellness programs and engagement scores. Employees hear two different conversations and figure out quickly which one actually drives decisions. Nippon AMC appears to have avoided that fracture. That is harder than it sounds. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on alignment before audience gives you a framework for making sure your internal communication tells one coherent story rather than three competing ones. When your words, your actions, and your org chart all point the same direction, you stop managing culture and start building it. The takeaway. Before your next all hands or team meeting, write down the one thing you want people to walk away believing about their organization. Then check, does everything you say in the meeting actually support that belief? Or does any part of it contradict it? If there is a contradiction anywhere, cut it. A consistent message over time is worth 10 impressive speeches that point in different directions. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorn.com to get your copy.